It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
2 Chronicles 15, verses 3 and 4 says, "For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and they sought him, and he was found by them." I believe this to be a very relevant word for where we are as the church and even as a country. Amid a seeker-sensitive culture that is running amok in our churches and a godless world that stops at no end to please and gratify the things of the flesh, it is important that the true saints of God stand up and be the example in such a chaotic and evil world. It is important to see here that this was the people of Israel, God's chosen, the ones he had done so much for that it turned from him. Verse 6 of the same chapter says, "It was God troubling them with every kind of distress." It wasn't the devil. They were led away by their own idols and apostasy. What's leading the church away today? We may not have idols of pagan gods and issues of syncretism as in this day, but perhaps our relationships are our idols. Perhaps our egos are our idols. Perhaps some people whom we follow on social media are our idols. God makes it clear here that one reason for distress amongst the body of Christ is our straying away from the true God, which is to subsequently turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to the truth of his word. When the church begins to side with the world to call wrong right and right wrong, this is a recipe for distress. Consider with all the syncretism of the people of the Old Testament with the religions and gods of the Eastern peoples and their adversaries, it may not have been very convenient or pleasing to the flesh to serve Yahweh. If you were to look around and see others engaging in immoral acts pleasing to the flesh, and you talking about, "No, I'm good, I'm going to serve Yahweh," it can seem very lonely and make you seem as you are an outcast. But if obedience to God makes us outcast, then so be it. In times like this, the body of Christ cannot afford to be in distress. We've got, as the old folks used to say, a life to live and a God to glorify. We've all at one point or another in our lives made idols of people or things. Thank God he didn't disqualify us because of it. For the scripture reads, "They turned to the Lord, the true God. They sought him and he was found." It is never easy to admit, even in our greatest strides to serve God, that we made idols of something. Maybe for some of us, our phone is an idol. Whatever our idols may be, this word lets us know when we lay them aside and look toward Jesus, we will indeed find him. Consider that sometimes the distress we face in our lives could be the hand of God attempting to draw us back to him. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to serve a God who will convict and redirect me to ensure he remains the center of my focus. Thank God that he will cause distress so that we don't develop lives and habits built around idols instead of the ostentatious power of his presence. I'm ever so reminded this morning of the old hymn of the church, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace." Let's pray together. Dear God, it is our sincere desire to walk upright before you. We repent for erecting idols in our lives that attempted to usurp your place. Father, we don't want to put anything at all before you. We want you to have the first place, to have preeminence in our lives. Sit on the throne of our hearts and give us the discipline to never sit on our own throne or put other people or things there where you belong. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me this morning for the Daily Devotional. I pray it's been a blessing to you. Remember, it's up to you to make it a great day. I'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.